Hey dance family, it's Brooke, and I had the chance to sit down with Dre DiLorenzo, whose dance career launched at the age of 11 and took her to Radio City Music Hall, Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, and now back to New York City. When talking to Dre and learning that dance always finds a way of coming back to us, we understand what it means to believe in just a little bit of dance. Dre!
Hi, Brooke.
I'm so happy to be talking with you
today.
Oh,
likewise. I'm so excited to be talking today.
Yes, of course. And you've been judging here at Believe for the past week. Well, you did two nationals with us this summer, right?
I did two nationals. Mm-hmm. The first I did Branson, Missouri, which was absolutely fabulous. And then I made my way back. I moved to New York in the meantime. And then I got on a plane ASAP and came down to Myrtle to be here today.
Seriously, your life has just been wild. But I want to start from the beginning.
Yes.
So where did the dance career start?
The dance career officially started, well, not to make this long-winded, but I did start doing competition like most people, everybody here, mm-hmm. and I was competing at other SDA, Believe didn't exist back in the day, but I was competing at Star Power, all those things, mm-hmm. and my first gig I ever booked was my mom took me on an audition when I was 11 years old to be Clara in the Radio City show, and it's so funny because I remember that moment when my mom was trying to tell me that I'm going on an audition, but at that age, I didn't even know what that meant. So I was living in, I grew up in North Jersey, so I was like, we have to go into New York City? I don't want to go on the audition. I remember like kicking and screaming pretty much, causing a fit. And my mom was like, no, we're going, like trying to explain to me what this is. I had no idea. So I remember getting into the city, doing the audition, the same room as it's been every year in Radio City for all auditions like after that, and I found out a few months later that I booked the job, and that was my first professional gig at age 11. And it was really crazy because at that moment, that was in sixth grade, you don't realize what an epic and awesome opportunity that is until, I didn't realize that until kind of like later in life, that it's such like a once in a lifetime mm-hmm. opportunity, and I didn't realize what a way that impacted the way I also teach dance.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize by learning a full Broadway production and having that discipline that's needed at that age, mm-hmm. how that is so ingrained in me, that it really comes through in my teaching as well. So it's really a full circle moment mm-hmm. when something so pivotal like that happens at such a young age. So
I guess mom was right.
Mom was right. Mom, thank you. Thank you.
She drug you to the audition.
Yeah.
And you booked it.
It was my mom. Man. That was all my mom. Yes.
So, Clara, so you got to be with all the Rockettes then?
Yes.
What was that like, being an 11-year-old around these tall dancers?
It was absolutely crazy because, like I said, it happens at such a young age. It's just, it's like both overwhelming but also so natural because mm-hmm. you're just planted in there and it's like, it is what it is. Like, this is the show. Let's go do it. Mm-hmm. So it was a really cool experience.
So you got to be in the Nutcracker then. Were you performing more after that?
Yes. So, like I said earlier, I was competing. Then I booked Radio City. Mm-hmm. So after that, my mom, I really have to thank her for a lot of things, switched me out of my competition school that no longer exists. And she put me into ballet. So I trained with New Jersey Ballet. And that's where I eventually became a member of their junior company. So mm-hmm. I was performing as their quarter ballet, essentially. And we got to travel throughout the state performing at Paper Mill Playhouse, NJ Pack, Bergen Pack. Mm-hmm. So really big, prominent theaters in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So that's where I continued to train.
And ballet was like the base.
Ballet was the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then you kind of took a step away from dance for a minute.
Yes.
But then you made a return.
Yes, exactly.
And what was that like, returning, and what made you want to return to dance?
So I did take quite a few years off from dance, mm-hmm. and I used to kind of get upset with myself that I would waste a talent, mm-hmm. but at the time, I didn't realize I was like putting dance aside. So I had gone to undergrad, I had a chance to try new things and explore other interests, in which mm-hmm. I realized I really enjoyed the music industry. And in part from growing up as a dancer, you know, finding the songs, what routines you want to do songs to, that was so fun for me. And I think that is what got me interested in working in the music industry. So right before I returned to dance, I was working as a partnerships manager for a internationally known music company. And COVID hit, and that's when I had to move back to my parents in New Jersey from Brooklyn. And that's kind of when I was like, you know what, let me get myself back in shape. I started taking Instagram live classes because so many choreographers from LA, BDC were just giving live classes on Instagram for free. So I'm like, oh, let me just try it. And it was moving and grooving and it came quick and natural to me. So I did a quick Google search. I'm like, you know what, let me just see what's going on because my job made me redundant. I had a lot of spare time. So I saw that NFL teams were offering virtual auditions, which was also something that hasn't been done before because usually you have to fly to the city and dedicate a whole weekend, find the rental car, Airbnb, you know, that can get very expensive and you don't know what the outcome is with any audition. But COVID was both a blessing and a curse, you know, a blessing in that you could submit a virtual video audition from, I did it from my parents' garage.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Such a unique time.
Yeah.
To
it really
was. Be able to perform and have opportunities like that.
Yes.
So you online submitted and then what happened?
And then, so this was the year that some teams did take new teams, some did not. Hard Rock Stadium was, they did not take a team that year, the Dolphins. So I had made it to the end, I believe it was 2021. And I made the top 15. And for top 15, they highly encourage you to come back next year. So that's when I flew down to Miami and I did the whole in-person thing. And then I got it. And I'm like, you know what? When else am I going to do this in my life?
Yeah.
When else am I
going
to pick up and move to Miami? So let's just do it. And yeah, it was so much fun.
And what was that switch like from ballet to a dance team?
Yes, it was definitely different and definitely difficult because there weren't many people that I could have as a source to look up to because I could not find other people that had made such a serious switch from ballet to dance team. It was very difficult to find. Traditionally, it's a lot of people that are coming from high school, college, and then straight into NFL, so they're already familiar with that. But the style does take a bit to pick up, so that was definitely a challenge. And it was something that I worked hard to make sure that I would do. There are cuts during training camp, so I made sure to work really hard and to really focus on the style to make sure that I would be a member on the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think that all of your ballet training also helped you stand out almost?
Circling back to what I said about being Clara in the Radio City show, I think that discipline has aided me in so many other parts of my life. That being one of them, the dedication and motivation to land a spot on that team, to work hard, to memorize all those routines. So definitely full circle the discipline in my different avenues of life.
And I think ballet specifically, like, teaches you that discipline
200%.
On another level compared to other styles of dance.
200%.
So that's really neat that that training was able to transition to such a different style, but such a rewarding style as well.
Yes.
It just shows like the versatility that dance can give you.
Exactly.
So now, as a judge, it's a lot when the dancer goes on the stage and you're watching, you're thinking about choreography, performance, technique. But when the dancer steps on the stage, what do you want to see? What are you thinking about?
I think there's a lot of different things that I look for in a routine, and it depends on what's up there. If it's a solo, I'm definitely a technique stickler. I love looking for beautiful quality and movement, but then I also highly value, sometimes the technique doesn't matter. If they're giving everything in the face, they're natural performers, that also is so valuable and so amazing. Yeah. So there's just, so many things. Duets, for example, I love it, like synchronicity, and I love when there's a connection between the two dancers.
Yeah.
So those are qualities I look for in group dances. What I absolutely love looking for is if it's a high energy number, it, no matter what the large group is, I'm looking at every single person on that stage. Doesn't matter who they put in the front.
Yeah.
If everybody in the back side, no matter where, if they're giving it to me, that's, I really love that in a big group routine, that everybody's giving the same amount of energy no matter what their formation is.
Absolutely. So, oh my gosh, I feel like I have so many things I want to talk to you about. I want to know about New York, because you said you moved to New York.
Yes,
and
on
so
Monday.
Now, on Monday.
Yeah.
It was like, feels like yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So now that you're in New York, what's the plan?
That's a good question.
That's figuring a good question. Out the plan.
Figuring out the plan. This is the first time in my life that it's definitely going to be challenging because it's the mm-hmm. first time that I don't have something planned. But I think that there's also beauty in that, that I'm being open to opportunities mm-hmm. and having this free time is allowing me to see what options there are for me. And I have full exploration with myself to really see what opportunities are out there and network and mm-hmm. meet new friends. So I'm excited.
It is exciting. And with dance, there's so many opportunities.
Yeah.
So it's like you're in New York, whatever you want to make happen, you can make happen. And regardless, you have belief exactly. and you can come judge whenever you want. Yep. What would you say is the most special or rewarding thing that dance has given you?
That is a good question. That is a good question. I think what's really good about dance is you may have an end goal. Say you want to mm-hmm. audition for something, right? Point A to point B, that's my goal. But it's not necessarily about the ending goal. That should always be flexible. Yeah. You never want to have your heart broken because you maybe didn't achieve that goal. Mm-hmm. But you really need to appreciate the moments and the people that you meet along the way because those can lead you to other opportunities. You should always be a kind and nice person. Mm-hmm. I've gotten jobs from people that I met once at an audition from 10 years ago. So it's really, really important to be open to things. And I feel like that's what I have been in my dance career. Mm-hmm. I've been able to come back to dance and be open to new opportunities that I may not have been open to when I was younger. And mm-hmm. in the past few years, I've had really awesome different dance opportunities. I got to dance in the first Formula One in Miami for the Grand Prix. So there's just so many, different things. You may think you're signing up for one thing, but you meet people along the way that also need, dancers and talent.
Yeah, there's a world of opportunities. You have your eyes set on one thing, but there could be so many more things that are right for you.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you so much, Brooke, for having me.
I had so much fun.
Yes,
and
thank you, me
too.
I'm
so glad I got to learn more about you.
Yes, thank you so much.
And we'll talk soon.
Yes, thank you so much, Brooke.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And also follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Just a Little Bit of Dance. And as always, keep on believing.